是用七个印的，就是封住的。
And so this scroll was sealed with seven seals.
那开印的时候，你就会看到整个的末世的演变的过程。
And so when they open the seal, you can see the changes that is happening as we move towards the end time.
好，那开始呢，一二三四，四印开的时候，出了四匹马。
And so from the first, second, third, and fourth seals, when it was opened, there were four horses appeared.
那这四匹马是有前后次序的。
And they came in order.
第一印，第二印，第三印，第四印。
For the first seal, second seal, third seal, and fourth seal.
所以这是有时序，时间的次序，有时序。And
so they come in time order.
对，翻译很厉害啊，感谢主啊。那个我们来看，先看第一印。
So let's look at the first seal.
我今天讲这个呢，是我们都是照圣经来看的哈，就是从别的地方来看看到底这是什么东西。
And so we'll study it according to the Bible to see what these are.
在看末世呢，有几个方向。
And when we look at the end times, you can see it from a different perspective.
我们今天下午是以真耶稣教会为主体来讲末世。
And so today we'll talk about the end times from the perspective of True Jesus Church or the True Church.
就是以属灵的国度来看这个教会，来看末世。
And so we'll look at this church, look at the end times from the perspective of spiritually speaking.
因为末最后的号筒吹的时候
，Because when the last horn was blown,
有大声宣告了哈。
And there were a great proclamation.
说地世上的国成了我主跟主基督的国，是十一章第十五节啊，启示录十一章十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
嗯，你念。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
这是最后的成就，就是神的国。
And so this is what was done at the very end. It realized into the kingdom of God.
主耶稣来的时候，主耶稣开始宣道，也是说什么天国近了，到最后呢，这个天国实现了。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, he always says that the kingdom of God is near. So this is the realization of that kingdom.
用简单话来讲的话，神的国就是教会了。
In simple term, the kingdom of God is the church.
末世现在就是真耶稣教会了。
And so in the latter time, the church is the true Jesus church.
所以真耶稣教会到最后会传遍世界的。
And so true Jesus church at the end will be spread out at four corners.
所以我们读启示录，我们这一次用神的国以教会了哈为主来看启示录。
So we're looking at Revelation from the point of view of the church and also from the church.
以教会的观点来看启示录。
And so we look at Revelation from the point of view of the true church.
所以我们就不看什么战争，不看外面的。
So we will not talk about things outside in the world, for example, wars.
这不表示说外面没有战争，外面没有地震，外面没有饥荒，不是这样子。
It doesn't mean that,
也是有啊。
It doesn't mean that wars, earthquakes, and all the things didn't happen. It did.
也是外面也是有国共打国，民共打民啊。
And you still see nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom.
但是这次我们是以内在的来看。
But today we're going to look at it from inside perspective.
第一个
，first
有一个观念是马哈，在旧约里面。我们来看那个撒迦利亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Zechariah.
其实你要看启示录哈，那个旧约有很多经卷要也要知道一点呢。
If you are going to study Revelation, you need to also refer to a few of the books in the Old Testament.
那个以赛亚书。
Book of Isaiah.
24章之后，所谓的旧约的启示录。 也要知道一点。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 24 onward, it was so called the chapters that describe
耶利米书、以西结书、但以书
the end time in the Old Testament, Jeremiah, Daniel,
还有撒迦利亚书
and also the book of Zechariah,
还有耶尔书哈
Joel.
那我们看那个撒迦利亚书第一章哈
Zechariah chapter 1.
这里从第七节到第十一节
verse 7 to 11、
哎、这里有四马
they also mention four horses、
哎、这个四个马是、神用这四个马要来建设那个就是重建圣殿的时候神让这个四个马来报消息
and so when they were rebuilding the temple God uses these four horsesTo spread out the message.
哎，第八节哈。
Chapter eight.、
啊、你可以看到有四马。
You can see there.
第六章。
Four horses.
因为我们不是讲撒迦利亚书，只是、提一下，不然讲到今天下午。
We will not go into detail since we are not talking about Zechariah.
讲不完了。
So, turn to chapter six.
啊，第六章这里有是四车用四马拉。
And chapter six, four chariots, which were.Carried by horses.
所以马是神的工具。
So horses are the tools of God.
那这个颜色呢，是来描写这个马的那个特色。
And so the color in them represents their unique characteristics.
它的本质是马。
It is a horse.
马是它的 essence 对不对
It's the essence of it、
嗯嗯、但是不一样的是外在的特色
But what is different is their physical properties
所以马是神的工具
So horse is a device used by God
不同颜色来代表它不同的阶段的、不同的特性
So a different colorrepresents a different stages and a different characteristics.
所以我们看到的在撒迦利亚书里面的四马都是神的工具。
And so in the book of Zechariah, all these four horses were devices used by God.
那只是去譬如说第六章里面那个马不同的颜色去不同的方向。
For example, in chapter 6, Zechariah chapter 6, the different color horse went to a different different direction.
那北方的就安慰神的心呐、啊。第八节嘛，哈。
The north, is to given spirit of God to rest in the land.
第八节，六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Then he called to me, 'Look, those going towards the north country have given my spirit a rest in the land of the north.'"
好，那我们用这样的一个。基础，我们来看启示录。
So, with this background, let us look at the book of Revelation.
第一马出来了。
The first horse appeared.
我们知道白，这白马呢是最基础的耶稣的工具哦。
And we know it's a white horse is it's a device that Jesus Christ used first.
因为十九章十一节记载着主耶稣骑在这个白马上面。
In chapter Revelation 19, verse 11, it recorded Lord Jesus Christ riding on this white horse.
19章11节嘛,
Chapter 19, verse 11.
骑在上面就主耶稣啊。
Is Lord Jesus Christ riding this horse.
那后来天上的众军也是骑白马。
And the armies of heaven were also riding on white horses.
第六章从一节到二节哈，这个在这个经文的结构很均匀哈，很均匀。
And so chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
就是说从第六章从第一节到第八节这是它的结构 很均匀。它的 structure, 它的 text structure 非常的很 equal。每两节讲一印。
And so the structure of chapter 6 is equally divided. Every two verses talk about one seal.
所以末世四开四印出四马刚好八节 八个经节
And so they opened four seals, the four horses appeared, and they all recorded in eight verses.
好神右手中的书卷开了
And so the scroll on the right hand of God opened.
末世的开始是从真耶稣教会出来。
And so the beginning of the end time is when the true Jesus Church emerged.
因为马就是神的工具。
And horse is the device used by God.
白就是圣洁得胜。
White represents holiness and also a victory.
所以你看六章一节二节。
So if you see chapter 6 verse 1 and 2,
骑在马上的拿着弓，弓是当时最有力的战争的工具。
And its rider held a bow, and a bow is it's a most effective weapon at the time.
现在的打仗呢，你看美国去中东战争哈，波斯湾，他是先派那个军舰去打飞弹嘛。古时候的弓就是弓箭，是现代的飞弹啊，能。你在勇士再厉害，你的大刀在关公啊，他那大刀不是很厉害吗？十公尺用箭就把他射，就死掉了。
And so bow was the most deadly weapon and effective weapon at the time. In today's term, they were probably equal to missiles.
所以弓是当时最有力的。
So it's the most effective weapon.
就是一个得胜的一个器具。
And so it's devised to gain victory.
那接下来有这冠冕哈。
And then they were also crowned.
这个冠冕跟第十二章的那个妇人戴的冠冕是一样的冠冕。
This is the same crown as the women who wore it on recorded in chapter 12.
第十二章这个冠冕，一个妇人哈戴的冠冕，那是代表教会。
And the woman represents the church.
所以从内在的解释，我们可以看得出来，这白马就真耶稣教会出来。
And so, if we describe this or explain this, this white horse came out of the true church.
它出来做什么
？Well, what will it do?
来第二节哈，最后念。
The later part of chapter 6, verse 2, he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest.
他是出来，目的就是得胜，并且一直胜到底。
And so his main purpose is to be a conqueror, and he won over his battles all the way.
所以这个白马代表的是得胜的真耶稣教会。
So a white horse here represents a victorious true Jesus Church.
从头到尾。
From the beginning to the end,
戴着冠冕，
it wore a crown,
拿着最有力的当时的那个武器，
and it held a bow, which is the most effective weapon.
好，那第二印呢？
And then the second seal.
我们一起来念哈，二章六章六三节四节。
Chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
预备起，揭开第二印的时候，
the seal, 我听见第二个活物说：“ say, Come.”
你来。就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给那骑马的，可以从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相杀，又有一把大刀赐给他。这个马呢，有一个特色。
And so this horse has a unique characteristic.
就是从地上夺去太平。
It says it will take peace.From the earth,
使人彼此相杀
and make man slay each other.
同样是马哈、
哦、so they are the same. They are both horses.、嗯、
那在解释的时候，你要一致性了哈、哦、
and when you explain this, you need to be consistent.
啊，对 ，consistent 非常好。那这是 consistency， 是一致性，要怎么样呢？就是你以教会论为主，这个也要以教会来解释。
And so when you explain it from the point of view of the church, you need to explain this from the point of view of the church as well.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Let us turn to
四十九节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 49.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
四十九节。
49.
这主耶稣自己讲的哈。
This is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
四十九节。
49.
我来要把火丢在地上。
I've come to bring fire on the earth.
我们这平常讲到比较少讲这个了。如果讲这个的话，慕道者老早溜了。耶稣是纵火者啊，吓死人！这耶稣放火、啊。
we don't talk about this in sermons often because they talk about the Lord Jesus Christ bringing fire.
我们布道会师都是讲那个一半的道理，信而受洗必然得救，来哦，来享受耶稣，哦，来哦，来得救，对不对？
So、
我们很少想讲下一半，下一半是什么？不信的被必定罪，我们很少讲这，讲的他还没坐下，你说定罪啊，不来了。
So、
我们都是给糖嘛。
In evangelical services, we always talk about how、we should come and believe in Him and we all should be safe, but we often left out the later part, which is、those who do not believe、will be perished.
如果你今天来聚会，那个题目是说放火的耶稣，你是说这个传道可能头脑有问题啊。
If you come to service today and you see the sermon topic was the Jesus who set fires on the earth, then you probably think something's wrong with the preacher.
我看你的圣经跟我是一样啊。
And you must have the same Bible as me.
因为有一次我在非洲布道。
One time I was doing evangelical work in Africa.
讲了口干舌燥两个钟头。
And I was talking for 2 hours and I was so thirsty.
其中有一个外教会的主教。
And one of them,、the audience was actually a leader of another church.
他说：“哎，你所讲的都以前都没有读过，哎，什么圣灵安息日这些都怎么没有读过呢？”
Says like what you're talking about, I've never read it before. This thing about Holy Spirit and Sabbath, I've never read it.
你的圣经是不是自己印的？
Like did you publish your own Bible?
我想从那个从那一次之后，我在非洲布道会，我不带圣经。
And from that time on,
我圣经不带。
From that time on, when I do evangelical work, I will not bring my Bible.
我讲了两个小时，我说每次都叫他们你自己念哦。
I always point to people and say to them, "You read your own Bible."
他说啊，奇怪，以前都没念过哎。我说现在是你的啊，你自己有没有自己托印啊？没有嘛。说我用你的，我。不带圣经了，免得你说我自己印圣经。我已经讲了两个小时，要再从头讲一次啊！所以我被他们教会了。那这个我要来把火丢在地上，我们很少读啊。
So we very rarely read about Luke chapter 12:49 when it says Jesus came to set fire on the earth.
那耶稣继续讲了，倘若已经着起来，不是所愿意的吗
？And later part he said.How I wish it were already kindled.
那继续看哦，我们看跳过去五十一节好了。
Let us skip to 51.
你以为我来是要叫地上太平吗
？Do you think I came to bring peace on earth?
如果你听到这个，你是说，是啊，耶稣是什么样？带太平的啊，耶稣来是让人和平啊，神跟人和平，人跟人和平啊，耶稣是什么和平的使者啊？你一定说是的。
You probably answer yes. Jesus came to set peace between God and man, and between man and between men themselves. And Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
耶稣要带来世上太平吗
Was Jesus came to bring forth the world peace?
你怎么回答
How would you answer that?
这里说什么？不是。
Here the answer is no.
乃是叫人纷争。
So I tell you, I came to bring division.
开始打仗
and there will be war.
耶稣是带来打仗，但是我们很少讲这个了哈。
Jesus
讲这个也不，你听了，我们都是老信徒嘛哈，应该不会说下次就不来聚会了。
So Jesus says he brings division, and so he brings fights and wars.
这是福音的另一个层面哦。
So this is the other side of the gospel.
福音让你活。
The gospel will let you live.
福音让你死。
The gospel also will let you die.
福音祝福你。
The gospel will bless you.
说真的，福音也咒诅你啊。
But indeed, the gospel will also curse you.
当然，我们都是得祝福的啦。
And of course, all of us are the blessed one.
好，第二个马出来了。
So the second horse appeared.
是红色的。
It's fiery red.
是带来什么征战？
It brings battles and fights.
红马也是什么？也在教会里面发生。
So this fiery horse also came in the church.
耶稣到哪里
？Where did Jesus go?
耶稣的福音到哪里
？Then there's where the gospel goes.
哪里？那里会得胜。
And that place shall be victorious.
罪人被拯救。
The sinners shall be saved.
让人得到荣耀，带着冠冕。
And so people will become glorious and they will wear crowns.
但是接下来的第二个层面就是怎么样？征战。
But the next perspective is battles.
不太平啊。
There's no peace.
你可以想想。
You think about it.
这耶稣教会到哪里，哪里就不太平啊。
Wherever to Jesus Church goes, there's no peace.
但是不要忘记。那个基础是太平，基础是跟神和好，这个 不要把那个忘记了，你忘记了的话，那耶稣就不能信了。
But please don't forget the foundation or the basics that the basic is peace, the reconciliation between God and man.
第一马是白马。
The first one is the white horse.
是得胜的、和平的、荣耀的。
The peaceful one, the glorious one, the holy one.
看你遇到哪个马，看你骑在哪个马上面。
So it depends on which horse you're riding on.
第二个马出来了。
The second horse
是跟着的。
It follows the first one.、
主耶稣在世上的时候讲的是说，你家里会起革命啊。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ had mentioned that you will have division in your family.、
耶稣来不是要叫世上太平的。
So Jesus did not come to set world peace.
是叫他们纷争的。
Is to bring division.、
同样的，在马太福音也是有这样的说啊，
And、
这样的说法。
The same was recorded in the book of Matthew.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
三十四节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
马太福音十章三十四节。同样的，耶稣说：“你们不要想我来是叫地上太平。”
He said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth."
我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵啊。
I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
不太平了。
So there's no peace.、
有大刀了。
There was sword.
但是主耶稣当时是讲说，在一个家里面，信跟不信的。
But the Lord Jesus Christ was put this in the context of when a family has a believer and non-believer.
跟从耶稣的跟不从不跟从耶稣的。
And the distinction between those who follow Christ and those who didn't follow Christ.
你把这样的一个就是红马的不太平的这种现象，你看整个真耶稣教会的历史。
And if we look at the whole history, the entire history of True Jesus Church, when you apply it with this red fiery horse.
从那个开始的那个开始的时候，一直到现在。
From the very beginning, all the way up until now.
真耶稣教会传的时候。
When we first preaching the gospel.
外面的已经是攻击的了。
We
不太平。
We encounter a lot of opposition from outside. There was no peace.
那我们自己呢
？And how about ourselves?
感谢主了，让我们很太平啊。
And thank God, we all seem to be very peaceful.
好，那我们继续来看。
Let us continue.
所以这是一个时期了。
So this is referring to one time.
同样是这个马。
The same horse.
本质马是一致的了哈。
So all these horses have the same essence.
但是它的表达的方向是不一样的。
They just have different manifestations.
第三个马出来。
The third one came.
第三个马出来，我们来念一下五节六节。
Let us read first five and six.
预备起，揭开第三印的时候，
the third seal,
我听见第三个活物说：“
Come,
你来，
look,
我就观看。”见
有
一个
，Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Six. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying,
"一千银子买一升麦子，
一
千银子卖三升大麦，有何酒不可
造
它？"这是一个时期啊。
So this is another time period.
这个时期是什么
？What is this?
用天平评粮食的时期。
It's a period when we were holding a pair of scales.
你去那个天平，大部分现在看得到中药店应该还有天平，有没有？有。
So、you probably can still see balance.
那更精细的，那就卖金子的。
And the more accurate one probably when people sell gold.
我一生是还没有买过金子啊，也没有进过金子店嘛，我不知道，应该是这样子哈。你们有买金子的人，应该是用天平吧。
And so if you ever sell or buy gold, you probably have seen one of these balance before.
你去买，这边不想买什么，不会讲，因为现在社会结构不太一样。你去买，我们小时候，如果你去买大蒜或是买地瓜，你绝对不会用天平。你买米就好了，但是有可能嘛，因为现在米都是买一小包的，因为吃太少了。以前粮食不会用什么，用天平平啊。
And in the old times,
你要平到什么时候
？In the old times, when we were buying food, you would not use a balance or scales, because they are just not very practical.
我不晓得美国德国人买马铃薯绝对不用天平的，都是一大袋一大袋的，五公斤的或是十公斤的，最小也最少没有看过小于一公斤的，都是两公斤的，对不对
？I don't know about the U.S., but in the in Germany when we bought potatoes, for examples, they will come in a pack of like 10 kilos.
他们的主食是马铃薯啊。
The staple food in Germany is potatoes.
那马铃薯不会上架，马铃薯已经怎么样堆在那个什么，如果是supermarket 已经堆在墙角的，因为那马铃薯啊，大袋的，不可能摆在那个高架，压死人了。好，那现在呢？手拿天平哦。
So this writer on his hand he hold a scale.
那这凭什么？凭大麦、小麦。
And so he was weighing wheat and barley.
对，这是粮食斤斤计较。
And then so they were weighing and measuring.
乡下人买，如果买地瓜，到最后他啊，在这些都送给你啊。你买金子不可能说，品完啊，在这送一点呢，不可能啊。
For example, if you're buying potatoes, they probably wouldn't care as much for the exact weight. But if you're buying gold, that's a different story.
那这边说一钱银子买一升麦子。
He says a quart of wheat for a day's wages.
一钱银子是当时一个人做一天的工的工价。
And so a day wages is a denarius is a day wages at the time.
那一升麦子是一个白领阶级的人的一天的粮食的份。
So a quart of wheat is a normal person's ransom food for the day.
当时，譬如说法利赛人，他们不是做粗活的。
For example, the Pharisees they are not a labor worker.
一升麦子，刚刚好你吃够。
A quart of a wheat that's enough for them.
如果你是做粗活的
，But if you are a labor worker,
三升大麦
，There's three quarts of barley.
大麦比较便宜啊，再买多一点。
Barley cheaper.
小麦比较贵，买一升。
Wheat is more expensive, so you
need a quart. 也就是说，你一天做完工，你做完了领了一钱，你刚好买你自己够吃的。
So this is to say
自己够吃了。
So this is to say your one day of wage, was used to buy food that can sustain you for a day.
如果你分给别人，不行，两个都饿。
If you You spare some for others, then it won't work because one of you will starve.
刚好够你吃。
This is enough just for you.
你要自己工作，自己吃。
You need to do the work yourself, and then you eat it.
油跟酒，这是副食品啊。
And oil and wine is supplemental.
在当时啊，不可糟蹋。
And it should not be damaged.
用属灵的方向来讲。
So spiritually speaking,
我们来看阿摩斯书八章十一节。
Let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter
8. 阿摩斯书八章十一节。
Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
这边说，主这么说了哈。看后面。
The Lord says, "The days are coming," declares the Sovereign Lord, "when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
神要降那个什么饥荒。
So God will send a famine.
饥荒降在哪里？
Where would God send the famine?
如果我们继续看的话，是降在以色列地，降在神的国度。
So God will give this famine to the land of the Israelites. In other words, in the church.
这个饥荒不是说没有东西吃。
So this famine is not of food.
有东西。
They have things to eat.
你要自己去工作。
But you need to work for it.
你做一天吃一天。
You work for a day, you eat for the day.
你没有办法分给别人了。
You have nothing to spare for others.
你会感觉哈。
You can feel it.
哦，这是。神学院讲的话了，以前刚开始的时候，如果来受训，神学院受训好久好久以前，受训三个月出去的这个神学生可以讲三年讲不完。
And so a very very long time ago, if someone came for TTP training for 3 months, and then after they graduated, they can speak sermon for 3 years.
就是真稣教很初期啊，
他们在神学班三个月而已。In the very beginning of True Jesus Church, the TTP training is only for 3 months.
后来一年。
And later on, changed to 1 year.
出去讲十年也讲不完。
And then they talk for 10 years, preach for 10 years.
那后来呢？训练两年。
And then later on, they changed to 2 years.
出去一年就讲完了。
And then they preach for 1 year, then they ran out of topic to talk about.
最近因为我在台湾也是教神学，有一个神学生啊。他上个月，他受训三年哦。他上个月是说：“啊，兄弟啊，拜托救命啊，已经讲光了。”
And so I had this student in Taiwan because I also taught TTP in Taiwan, and he was trained for 3 years. And after 3 months, he come back to me and asking for help because he couldn't find any topic.
受训三年，上个月已经讲完了。
He was trained for 3 years, but yet he ran out of topic in 3 years.
不是现在偷工减料。不是说偷工减料，
For it's not that we are giving them less material，
而是做的人太高了。
But
你像古，我们常说哦，古时候怎么？古时候不是啊，古时候因为都没听过，所以你受训三个月讲了三年还是讲不完呢、啊。
So people,
现在不是啊。
People in the past, because they have never heard of the sermons before, and so they were very willing to listen.
我们不是说吗？题目写起来说哦，我晓得你要讲什么了，只是因为你那个灵修很好，所以坐在那里那个什么那个考验你的耐心、温柔、谦卑、忍耐啊，所以你听完说啊没什么啊，只是因为你来灵修啊，不是来听到。因为都听过了，你还说，老早我讲的应该比他更好啊，他这一点没有讲到啊。
So members nowadays they are more, they listen to more sermons, and therefore when they see the topic, they already know what the speaker is going to talk about. So it's harder.
所以在红马之后有黑马。
So after the red fiery horse, you see the black horse.
黑马在哪里？
Where's this black horse?
在教会。
In the church.
这是属灵的。
This spiritually speaking.
也就是说，每个人都要努力哦。
So everyone must put your best effort.
你不查考圣经。
If you do not study the Bible.
你只是说想来坐着来听，你不会饱足的。
But you only come to listen to sermon, then you will not be satisfied.
所以我们有谈到末世的那个祭司啊，你要圣经要很熟，不然你会被骗哦。
So for priests in the end time, you need to be very familiar with the Bible, otherwise you will be deceived.
你不要想说像旧约一样，在你跟神之间有祭司啊。
And you should not think that in the way of the Old Testament, when between you and God, you have the priest.
你有问题了就问祭司哦。
When you have problem, you just go ask the priest.
什么事情问祭司哦。
Everything you go to the priest.
祭司替你献祭哦。
The priest will offer offerings for you.
祭司替你祷告哦。
The priest will pray for you.
谁是祭司？
But who is the priest nowadays?
那你自己呢？你把自己忘记了。
You forgot about
it. 每个人都是祭司啊。
Every one of us is priest.
那你祭司自己不读圣经，自己不研究，你去哪里听道理啊？没有给你听的了。
But as priest, if you do not study the Bible, and then where can you go to listen to good sermons? Nowhere.
不是没有道理。
It's not that the teaching wasn't there.
有道理。
And then there are a lot of teachings.
但是你每天要工作。
But you must labor yourself every day. 刚好
你自己满足自己。
To satisfy your own
needs every day. 你不会饿到了，不是说哦饿昏了，不会。
Then you will not be in famine.
因为你做一天工就一钱，一钱就你大胃口的就买给他买三升大麦嘛，你小胃口的胃比较秀气的，你就买一升麦子啊，都饱了。
So you shall labor and feed yourself. You earn a day wages. You buy either a quart of wheat or three quarts of barley.
所以末世的圣徒每个都要读圣经哦。
And so the members in the end time, every one of us need to read the Bible.
因为启示录是给仆人的。
Because Revelation was written for his servants.
没有说启示录是给长老，或是启示录是给特别的那个使徒的，不是的。
And so Revelation was not written just for the elders or minister or a special member.
好，接下来第四印开了。
So next come the fourth seal.
有一匹灰色的马出来。
There was a pale horse.
骑在上面的名叫死。
Its rider was named Death.
阴符也随着他。
And Hades was following close behind him.
整个的启示录谁在掌控一切？
So in the book of Revelation, who controls everything?
你看到死，你就想到魔鬼，对不对？
When you see that, you will think about Satan, isn't it?
死是不是在魔鬼的掌握下？
Is Satan under the dominion of? Is that under the dominion of Satan?
不是。
It's not.
你看，那我们看第一章哈。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter
18节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 18.
哎，这边说。那个耶稣说他是那他是存活的，曾经死过又活过来，是活到永永远远的。
And he said, "I'm the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever."
并且耶稣是拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
死亡阴间是掌控在耶稣的手里啊。
So death and Hades are in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从圣经讲，魔鬼只是个垃圾桶。
And so, from the Bible's perspective, Satan was just a trash can. 嗯，
圣经里面你看保罗哈，你擤完鼻涕就往垃圾桶丢嘛，对不对？
And,
不要的啊。
And so Paul have said that he regard everything as rubbish. So those things that you no longer want.
哥林多前书第五章啊，保罗说教会当时教会有一些人很淫乱，淫乱到连外邦人都没有这么严重的。保罗说这种人把他怎么样？把他 deliver， 把他交给撒旦。
And so in the church of Corinth, there were a few people who were very wicked and evil. And so to those people, Paul say that he shall deliver them to Satan.
其实 deliver 就是好像你 order 一个东西，那个什么 UPS 是不是？deliver 东西给你啊 ，deliver。
So just hand over them to Satan。
那个提摩太前书第一章十九节一样啊。
Same thing in First Timothy chapter
一个徐米乃，一个亚历山大，保罗还把他们名字都讲出来。这两个人实在是好像破船一样，并且一直骂教会，一直骂。保罗说：“好吧，把他怎么样？把他 deliver 给撒旦。撒旦很高兴了 ，up 就吃下去了。”
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 20, Paul also mentioned two people, Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom he said he will hand it over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme.
好，这个马到了第四个阶段的话
，And so in this fourth stages for the horses.
灰色。
It's a pale horse.
就开始有死人了。
And death started coming in.
用什么？四种东西。
And they were killed by four things.
第一个，刀剑。
First, sword.
饥荒。
Famine.
瘟疫。
Plague.
野兽。
And wild beasts.
我们看一下这是什么。
Let us look at what these.
我们先来看以西结书哈，十四章二十一节。
Let us first turn to Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 21.
我们从圣经旧约神的预言，或是神的所用的工具，我们来看到底这是什么。
Let us look at what God have used as his devices.
以西结书十四章二十一节。
Ezekiel 14 verse 21.
如果你看上下文，你就可以知道。
If you look at it, you will know.
当时的罪恶很深重。
At the time, they were deeply in sin.
那神开始要降灾。
So God sent them disaster.
二十一节哈。
21.
主神这么说了。
But this is what the sovereign Lord said.
我将这四大灾，就是什么，刀剑饥荒恶兽瘟疫一样的。
I'll send against Jerusalem four dreadful judgments, sword, famine, wild.
这灾降在哪里？
They're saying.
不是降在外邦地。
So these disasters were not sent to the land of the Gentiles.
而是降在哪里？
But where
降在耶路撒冷呢？
It fall in Jerusalem.
哎，降在耶路撒冷。这是旧约神的这个人，有人说这叫做古典的四大灾啦。
And then so this is the four disasters of the ancient time.
这是从神来的。
So this came from God.
降在神的所拣选的圣地耶路撒冷。
It's sent on Jerusalem, which is the holy city of God.
将人跟牲畜从其中拣出啊。
And so they will brought disasters to all the people.
所以，这是我们在看那个耶利米书也有这样的记载的。
Let us also look at the book of Jeremiah. There are the same.
也是十四章。
Jeremiah 14. And if you read from verse 10, Lord God says this to his people.
甚至神跟他们说,
so God said to them,
不要为这百姓祈求什么了。
Verse 11, do not pray for the well-being of these people.
神都不听,
God will not hear.
最后神说，我却要用刀剑饥荒瘟疫灭绝他们。
Later part it says, instead I will destroy them with the sword, famine and plague.
最齐全的就是以西结书。
And what's more complete is in the book of Ezekiel.
就是那个用刀剑饥荒瘟疫野兽，完全一样的来攻击神的耶路撒冷。
It was using in the Ezekiel. It recorded all four, which is sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts.
第四马出来的时候
，So when this fourth horse appeared,
就是这个时代的时候，但不是一下子的，可能慢慢的。
But this did not come in a short period of time. It probably come gradually.
刀剑其实已经不稀罕了。
And so we'll no longer consider swords.
因为第二印已经有了嘛，有大刀了。
Because in the second seal, there were already sword coming to slay each other.
拿天平平食物的时代也不稀罕了，第三印就有了嘛，对不对？
So the third seal, we already have a scale that weighing the food.
但是刀剑饥荒是不断的。从第二印之后，就慢慢的继续存在的。
So the sword and famine will happen since the second seal all the way until now.
现在加了瘟疫。
Now we added plague.
瘟疫就是黑死病了，传染病。
It refers to all the infectious diseases.
如果我们看提摩太后书哈。
If we look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus.
属灵的刀剑，有时候在争吵的时候也会让人没命哎。
And so spiritual swords sometimes.
属灵的饥荒也让人。没命啊。
Sometimes exists when people are quarreling, and also spiritual famine also can cause mental loss of life.
那接下来是瘟疫啊。
Next is the plague.
这就是道理的不纯正的道理。
And this refers to incomplete truth.
啊，这个会一个传一个。
And one,
这个有时候更厉害。
It will spread from one person to the other.
但我们可能离这个还很远呢，哈。
But we'll probably still far away from this.
有一天会遇到了。
But one day we'll encounter this.
遇到的时候不用感觉很奇怪，怎么会这样子啊？不用感觉啦。
When you encounter that, you do not need to feel strange.
在教会里面吵吵吵到最后一个人吵死了，他就不来了，或怎么样？我们很难过，但是这个也不是说天上掉下来，老早就会发生。
So in the church, you'll hear someone who will quarrel with other members, and then they stop coming to church. So you do not need to feel strange about this because we already knew about it.
你感觉，哎呀，听到华为怎么都讲这个呢？你好像吃不饱啊，本来就饥荒在这里啊，怎么办？不要骂东骂西，自己要去赚一钱呢。
And then so
你手里有没有一钱？
If you feel you encounter famine, then do not fret.
一钱银子啊，你要一钱银子。
Go and earn your day wage.
你没有一钱银子，只是空手来。你说哦，空手来，你也会空手回去。
If you come empty-handed, then you shall leave empty-handed also.
因为现在不是婴孩的时代了。
Because we are no longer in the time of infancy.
每个人手上要一钱。
Everyone needs to earn their own day wage.
好，那接下来呢？瘟疫啊。
And then in the plague,
不晓什么时候会出现一些瘟疫啊。
We don't know when it will come.
一个传一个。
One will infect it.
这时候如果你
spread,
道理不很清楚的话
，If you're not very firm in the truth,
你会被感染啊。
You will be infected.
感染瘟疫就怎么样？在古时候瘟疫就死了。
If you're infected, then very likely you'll die.
你要怪谁啊？
Then who can you blame?
万一你下地，你说就是他，你要把他拉起来，拉不下来，他已经在天堂了。害你的人可能上天堂，他后来就悔改了嘛，对不对？啊，你呢，被他骗了。
Because you were deceived and you were cast into hell, and you can't drag the other person who caused you to go into hell to go with you.
就会有一个很有趣的故事。
In the Old Testament, there were these very interesting stories.
一个神人哦，神人跟老先知的故事。
A man of God and the old
神人很有力量。
And this man of God is very powerful.
但是他被那个老先知骗了。
But he was deceived by this old prophet.
神直接跟那个神人说话哦。
God spoke to this man of God himself.
他应该遵守神的话。
So he should have kept the word of God.
但是老先知骗他说，哎，有个天使跟我说，说你应该到我家来哦。神说你不可以啊。他就被他骗了，就去他家，开始坐下吃饭，一吃，老先知说你会死啊，被他骗了，到最后真的是死掉。
So this man of God
老先知骗神人，老的骗年轻的。
This old man have deceived the young man of God and invited him to his house when God didn't want him to, and so as soon as he sat down, this old man said that you will surely die, and so he was deceived.
保罗那个时候就瘟疫了。
So at the time there was the plague.
野兽。
So wild beasts.
当然，我可能讲不下去了，因为我可能就是野兽啊。
I don't seem that I can continue because I might be one of the wild beasts.
真的、哦。
It's indeed true.
那、你有可能吧。
Maybe it's you. I don't know.
我不要讲别人了，自己小心就是。我们来看那个彼得后书第二章十二节。
Let us turn to Second Peter, chapter two.
彼得后书二章十二节。
Chapter two, verse 12.
这里如果你二章十二节，这些人呢
？Second Peter, chapter two, verse 12.
这些人是谁呢
？These men. So who does these men refer to?
就是第二章的开始，就是。偷进来的假师傅。
That's the beginning of chapter two, the false prophets among the people.
是师傅啊。
So they were false teachers.
教导人的讲道的。
They were people who teaches people, and they were those who speak sermons.
他们好像没有灵性哦。
Seems like they have no spirituality.
生来就是畜类。
They were wild beasts.
那个英文是 what beast 对不对？中文换的是不是？
Yeah.
中文比较客气，说畜类，畜类就没有像那个野兽了，野兽。
They were referred to as wild beasts.
会出现的，在使徒的末期出教会出现的野兽。
And in the end times, in church, you will see wild beasts.
野兽就是在，如果是真的外面的野兽，你容易啊，你门关起来了，里面的野兽就怎么样？你就没辙了。
If the wild beast is outside, it's very easy for you. You just shut the door. But then, when the wild beast are inside, then it's a little bit more tricky.
耶利米书十章二十一节啊。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书十章二十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21.
谁是畜类
？Who are these animals?
牧人呐、啊。
So they are the shepherds. 嗯。
十章二十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21.
牧人成为畜类啊。
The shepherds are senseless. 嗯，
所以好了，讲到此就好了，那小心就是了。
So we just need to be careful. I'll stop here.
我实在是要小心了。
I myself need to be careful also.
所以，我不是说我上礼拜我生病的时候，一个手一个脚不会动，不会讲话，我很高兴，想说。以后变成畜类的机会比较少一点了，因为你不能当传道了、啊。那如果是牧人的话，当变成畜类的机会比较多嘛，是不是
？So when I was sick and I was unable to move half of my body or talk, I was actually quite happy because my risk of being one of becoming one of the wild beasts has decreased.
影响教会，让教会会很败坏的，当然让教会很成长的。有时候是传道，让教会很败坏的，有时候也是传道。
And so these wild beasts will spread the influence in the church, and it will cause the church to fall.
如果牧人成为畜类的话，那一群羊有够可怜了。
If shepherds become senseless, then the flock is very pitiful.
所以到了第四马的时候。
So at the time of the fourth horse,
灰马出来了，是死亡的时代。
This pale horse appeared. This is the time of death.
刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽。
By sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts.
属地的人四分之一会死掉。
And the people of the earth, one a quarter of them, will die.
不是被敲刀砍，就是饿死，就是被那个什么瘟疫。给传染了，或是被什么，被你以为以前所信任的那个畜类给吃掉了。
And so they will be killed either by a sword, a famine, a plague, or eaten by the wild beasts.
但是不用怕。
But do not be afraid.
你在神面前侍奉他，永远不会错。
If you serve God in front of Him, you will never be at wrong.
不要忘记你手上要有什么一钱银子。
And don't forget to bring your day wages with you.
好，我们结束了哈。
So let's end here. Let's bow our head and pray in silence.